You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Martin Collins is the general manager of Topo International Motorsport, which is gearing up for the ITM Super 400 on the weekend of the 19th to the 21st of April. Everybody's pretty pumped, but it's been a hell of a task, Martin. I mean, how long has the planning and implementation been going on for?
Yes, Stephen, this project's probably 6 to 8 months in the making. And how it's worked for us is we've owned the facility since December 21 when Tony bought it. And we've always had a development plan. We've just had to accelerate that to meet the target for supercars.
6 to 8 months is a hell of a good lead time, but has the task become bigger than you expected?
No, not really. Although what has happened in the last few weeks is everybody has woken up to the fact that we're just about there. So where I try and plan in advance, not everybody has operated like that, and now we working with a lot of contractors coming to site very quickly.
What have the biggest challenges been? Let's talk about the demands of supercar. What have they demanded for all the right reasons?
Yeah, in terms of circuit, they're not so demanding. It's just the fact that it's a new circuit that they're working with, so everything is new to them. We're pretty good in terms of the comfort that we have with the circuit and its safety and the specification. But as I say, it's all of the people within supercars are now using a new venue.
All righty. The one noticeable thing for me being here is the new pit lane exit. That was a requirement, was it not?
Yeah, so just to explain how that came about. So our current license says that if you are sitting at our current or previous pit exit, it is the responsibility of the track controller to give you safe right of passage onto track. Now, we know supercar drivers race for sheep stations. There is no way they would be held on a red light at pit exit. So we had to come up with a new exit, which got them onto track safely, and we've done that.
Yeah, are you happy with it? Because, you know, I've been talking to some of the drivers, and, you know, there's a bit of a hook left, so they're going to have their spotters have to do a pretty good job, right?
Yeah, look, I came up with the idea to give them safe entry, but we push them very wide with the blend line. The blend line you cannot cross. So they're right on the outside of the corner. So I don't see a huge risk. There's always potential for contact, but the contact as opposed to a previous T-bone situation would now be a glancing front to rear, we think. More comfortable with that clearly than a T-bone. But the feedback to us is reasonably positive. It's new. They don't know any different. So I'm happy with it.
The one noticeable change on the track is the new ceiling coming in on basically through turns 12, 13 and 14, final turn onto the main straight. What's the driver reaction been like that?
What they want now is the whole surface, the whole track to be resealed. Look, it's $250,000 every time we do a corner. We've done turns 1, turn 7, turns 9 and now turns 14 onto the front straight. So we've got some more to come. We'll do that, but Tony's not going to reseal every part of the track.
Is it true you have to have specific FIA approved paint for the grid markings?
No, you don't. But how that came about, Stephen, is the previous management, if I would like to mention them, they used to allow drifting through that complex. It was very popular, but drift on Sunday, repaint the grid on Monday. Now, the grid boxes had become very, very thick with paint. And for motorcycle races in particular, that was daunting, particularly in the wet. So we resealed the corner And I thought, I've got a blank canvas here. There's no way I'm going to put the wrong paint on it. I contacted Phillip Island in Australia, who run the superbikes, and they put me onto the right paint out of Europe. So we took the opportunity to put the right stuff down.
The facility itself is starting to look quite exciting, and you've got new grandstands, particularly it's quite noticeable coming on the front straight. You know, they're temps, but and then over on the other side of the circuit as well. What's the capacity expected to be here as a sellout?
Yeah, there's a couple of numbers kicking around, but we're well into the 20,000 per day. And grandstanding, we were very lucky. We had the historic information from A1GP when they ran here, so we could show them where that all happened and unfolded. But yeah, great grandstand capacity, corporate boxes in some of those facilities, and then GA will get an enormous amount of the embankment as well.
Transport is always a logistical nightmare. What's your suggestion to people that you know, don't have tickets, that maybe car parking tickets, and what has the plan been put in place for that?
So we're very fortunate to have the Taupo airfield next to us, and that is GA parking. And supercars are very good on this point. It's free. So there is no charge for car parking. That information is becoming more readily available on both Supercars website and our taupomp.co.nz website. So lots of questions coming through on that sort of stuff. But right next to us, capacity for around 6,000 or 7,000 cars, I believe.
Do you get excited about this the closer you get, or are you going, thank goodness it's almost over, because of the – I mean, there are long hours, right?
Yeah, there are long hours, and yeah, it's not easy. I enjoy that process. But, yeah, it'll be nice to tick that box and go, it worked. That's what we're excited about, to put on a great show for the public.
So just purely numbers game, how many staff are on site to make sure that the weekend of the ITM Super 400 is absolutely a bumper one for fans?
Yeah, look, I don't know that number. From our side of it, we're a small team. We're only seven on the ground.
Oh, wow.
But Supercars run the event. So we provide the venue, they run the event. Huge numbers from that side of it.
Would you like to see one of the five Kiwis cross that finishing line on a Sunday?
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah. New track, hometown for one of them, or home country. Be great to see it happen.
Hey, mate, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thanks, Steve.